people say to me, you're going to talk for 4 hours? You're going to really be tired when you finish. You're going to be exhausted. I said, what for? I'm not going to be exhausted. I don't think tired. It has nothing to do with any way that my mind is organized. I don't get thinking that way anymore. In contrast to so many people who get into bed, right, at 2 o'clock in the morning. You've seen that. You've done it yourself. Oh, my God, it's 2 o'clock. I got to get up at 6. That's only 4 hours from right now. If I were to fall asleep right this second. This second. And I'm not even close. Oh, God, am I going to be tired tomorrow, right? You lay there and you stir and you get yourself all worked up. And sure enough, 45 minutes go by. Oh, God, it's 3:15. 4:15, 4:05, 4:06, 3:00. Oh, now you upgrade. I'm going to be a zombie tomorrow, right? That's how your expectations work. And sure enough, the alarm goes off and you, whatever you've had in sleep, first question out of your mouth to decide what your day is going to be like. What time is it? 6 o'clock. Now you start counting backwards. 5 o'clock, 4 o'clock. Oh, God. Put your body on droop. Put your eyes on bag like this. Walk into the office. Don't talk to me today. I'm going to be a zombie today. This is going to be a bad day, you see? And people literally organize their expectations to set themselves up to be instead of saying to themselves, okay, I'm never going to be tired again in my life. I'm just not going to have tired thoughts. If my bones ache a little bit, if I get a little bit drowsy or whatever, I will either take a quick nap, or I'll just shake it off and go for a walk around, and I won't tell anybody else how tired I am, mostly because nobody wants to hear it anyway. If you think they do, take a poll sometime, you know, would you? Excuse me, do you care how tired I am? I don't care how tired I am. Do you care how tired? Everybody you're about to tell how tired you are, you know, just take a poll. You'll find nobody wants to hear that. And you get that kind of expectation out of your mind completely. And don't think that way. Unless you happen to have to go maybe 3 or 4 days without sleep sometime. Then decide, all right, I'm entitled to be tired. Your expectations determine so much about your life. They determine, for example, how healthy you are, how physically healthy you are, whether you have colds and backaches and headaches, cramps and things like that, whether you tell yourself, oh boy, here it comes. You know, it's only in my nose now, but Monday it'll be down in my chest. By Wednesday it'll be, I'll have a fever. I'll have to take next Thursday and Friday off. But it's only Saturday. I know, but it always happens that way. And you set yourself up to be sick instead of saying, this is a mistake. I'm not interested in this. I don't want this. It's a cue to me. I'm going to take a few extra pills of vitamin C. I'm going to get myself a little extra rest, but I'm not going to tell anybody else about it. I'll see if I can go through this whole thing without letting anybody else know I got it. Right? And I'm also going to keep myself active. I'm not going to let it get in the way of anything that I'm doing. And I'm not going to focus on it. And I'm not going to concentrate on it. It's amazing. You see some people. A friend of mine was doing some skydiving, parachute jumping. He was practicing, and he had a really, really bad cold, bad case of the flu, and so on. But he couldn't postpone his first jump. And on the way there, I was driving him there. His name is Howard. And he said, God, this is awful. Oh, this cold of mine, I don't know if I should even be jumping in this. He went out there, got up in the plane. For 2 hours, he had to do all of the things that he had to do, you know, hold the ripcord, do this, do that. There's too many things to do to have a cold. You can't even be bothered with having a cold. Besides, you're falling through the air on the way to the ground. You don't want to be bothered with a cold. And he went through this whole thing, and I picked him up later. He jumped once. He wasn't satisfied with his first jump. Went back up, did it again the second time. And then I picked him up, and we got in the car, and I said, well, how'd that go? And all of a sudden, he said, you know, I didn't have a cold. And as soon as he said that, he went, shh. I'll be darned. Isn't that something? Just starting again. But for the time that he was involved creatively in his life, it's gone. It wasn't that he didn't think about it and he had somebody wiping his nose for him. It was not there. He didn't have it. And it seems to me that there's a lesson in that.